Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy DJ Gloire once again on another episode of the Total Awesomeness Ultimate Engine Show. And yes, we're back for yet another episode. I mean, isn't that amazing? Guess what we are talking about? We are talking about Jaguar Motors, or should I say in the British pronunciation, Jaguar. So yes, we are talking Jaguar Motors, and it's going to be a lovely show. I really appreciate you listening to this show. Please do not forget to share the show, download the show, share it with your friends, and spread the word all over. Do not listen alone. Get everybody in your world to come listen to the best radio station online, because this is Active FM. This is where we keep it locked, like I always say. So y'all better stay tuned. It's going to be a bumpy ride, and I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to enjoy it too. Speaking about Jaguar Motors, definitely one of the car brands I really appreciate, Jaguar. I mean, they have a lot of class, a lot of style in their cars, eh? And today is going to be another episode of awesomeness. So yes, we are talking Jaguar Motors, and we're reaching closer and closer to our festive season. Can you believe it? Yes, we can. We're getting closer and closer to our festive season, but we're still in the month of November, and I can smell holidays right under my nose, man. I mean, summer's just here already. It's like blazing hot up in Johannesburg. I mean, there are a few days where the weather's a bit, you know, kind of deceptive and stuff like that. And I hope you're enjoying your ride, whether you're listening to this show maybe in your car and you're driving. Well, this is how you listen to the show with class. So yes, anyway, we are going to be talking about Jaguar Motors, going into a bit of some Jaguar history, how their cars are made and everything. You know, we're gonna go into some detail, basically when they started and all of that nice information about cars. So you better keep it locked. This is where we keep it real, and this is Active FM. You know how we do it right here, man. We got a whole lot of amazing and awesome shows that you better tune into. A whole lot of awesome presenters too. I'll shout out to a couple of them, but now is not the moment. Now is the moment for the Ultimate Engine Show, where we're discussing our car topics. But before we get stuck into it, I'd like us to just keep it locked and listen to this, because this is Christ music, and Christ music is music. Hey! Bass. No! 1, 2, 3, 4! Hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah! Bye-bye!
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Confío, en Cristo solo confío,
en Cristo solo confío.
face.
Okay, we are back from that Christ music, which is super hot music, and we're talking about Jaguar cars. So Jaguar basically is a British multinational car manufacturer with its headquarters in Whitley, Coventry, England. Jaguar Cars was a company that was responsible for the production of Jaguar cars until its operations were fully merged with those of Land Rover to from Jaguar and Land Rover on 1st of January 2013. Jaguar's business was founded as the Swallow Sidecar Company in 1922, originally making motorcycles, sidecars, before developing bodies for passenger cars under the ownership of the SS Cars Limited business, extended to complete cars made in association with Standard Motor Co., many bearing Jaguar as a model name. The company's name was changed from SS Cars to Jaguar Cars in 1945, a merger with the British Motor Corporation followed in 1966, the resulting large company now being named as British Motor Holdings, which in 1968 merged with Leyland Motor Corporation and became British Leyland itself. To be nationalized in 1975, Jaguar was spun off from British Leyland and was listed on the London Stock Exchange in 1984, becoming a constituent of the FTSE 100 index until it was acquired by Ford in 1990. Jaguar has in recent years manufactured cars of the British Prime Minister, the most recent delivery being an XJ in May 2010. The company also holds royal warrants from Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles. In 1990, Ford acquired Jaguar cars and it remained in their ownership and joined 2000 by Land Rover till 2008. Ford then sold both Jaguar and Land Rover to Tata Motors. Tata created Jaguar Land Rover as a subsidiary holding company at operating company level. In 2013, Jaguar cars were merged with Land Rover to form Jaguar Land Rover Limited as a single design, manufacturer, sales company and brand owner for both Jaguar and Land Rover vehicles. Since the Ford ownership era, Jaguar and Land Rover have used joint design facilities in engineering centers at Whitley in Coventry and Gaydon in Warwickshire, and Jaguar cars have been assembled in plants at Castle Bromwich and Solihull. So that was basically a brief description of Jaguar Motors and on their history basically, and that's just some stuff. So we're gonna go into the founding of Jaguar cars. So the Swallow Sidecar Company was founded in 1992, as mentioned earlier, by two motorcycles enthusiasts, William Lyons and William Walmsley. In 1934, Walmsley elected to sell out in order to buy the Swallow business, but not the company, which was liquidated. Lyons formed SS Cars Limited, finding new capital by issuing shares to the public. Jaguar first appeared in September 1935 as a model name on SS 2.5-liter sports saloon, a matching open two-seater sports model with a 3.5-liter engine was named SS Jaguar 100. On 23rd March 1945, the SS Cars shareholders in general meeting agreed to change the company's name to Jaguar's Cars Limited. The said chairman Lyons, unlike SS, the name Jaguar is distinctive and cannot be connected or confused with any similar foreign name. Though 5 years of pent-up demand ensured plenty of buyers, production was hampered by shortage of materials, particularly steel issued to manufacturers until the 1950s by central planning authority under strict government control. Jaguar sold Motor Panels, a pressed steel body manufacturing company brought in the late 1930s to steel components manufacturer Rubery Owen. and Jaguar bought from John Black Standard Motor Company. The plant were standard-built Jaguar's six-cylinder engines. From this time, Jaguar was entirely dependent for their bodies on external suppliers, and particularly then-independent Press Steel, and in 1966, that carried them into BMC, BMH, and British Leyland. Jaguar made its name by producing a series of successful eye-catching sports cars, the Jaguar XK120, which was produced in between 1948 to 54, Jaguar XK140, which is from 1954 to 57, the Jaguar XK150 from 57 to 61, and Jaguar E-Type 1961 to 75, all embodying Lion's mantra of value for money. The sports car was were successful in international motorsport, a path followed in the 1950s to prove the engineering integrity of the company's product. Jaguar's sales slogan for years was Grace, Space, Pace, a mantra epitomized by the record sales achieved by the MK7, by the 11 MKs 1 and 2 saloons, and the later XJ6. The core of Bill Lyon's success following World War II was the twin cam straight six engine, conceived pre-war and realized while engineers at the Coventry plant were dividing their time between fire watching and designing the new power plant. It had a hemispherical cross flow cylinder head with valves inclined from vertical originally at 30 degrees and 45 degrees, and later standardized to 45 degrees for both inlet and exhaust. As fuel octane ratings were relatively low from 1948 onwards, three pistons configuration were offered: domed, high octane, flat, medium octane, and dished low octane. The main designer, William Bilton Haynes, assisted by Walter Wally Hassan, was determined to develop twin OHC unit. Bill Lyons agreed to over misgivings from Hassan. It was risky to take what had previously been considered a racing or low volume cantankerous engine needing constant fitting and apply it to reasonable volume production saloon cars. Yeah, so that's basically some history on the Jaguar motors, and not completely, but we're just gonna run through some other stuff like the ownership and the ownership of Jaguar motors and the motors era, and then we're gonna go into the current cars that Jaguar is producing. With regards to ownership and an end to the independence, Press Steel Company Limited made all Jaguars bodies, leaving provision and installation for the mechanicals to Jaguar in mid-1965. British Motor Corporation, the Austin Morris combined, bought Pressed Steel. Lyons became concerned about the future of Jaguar, partly because of the threat to ongoing supplies of bodies, and partly because of his age and lack of an heir. He therefore accepted BMC's offer to companies to merge with British Motor Corporation Limited as the first step towards setting up of a joint holding company to be called British Motor Limited. In due course, BMC changed its name to British Motor Holdings at the end of 1966. BMH was pushed by the government to merge with Leyland Motor Corporation Limited, manufacturer of Leyland's bus and truck standard Triumph, and since 1967, Rover vehicles. The result was British Leyland Motor Corporation, a new holding company which appeared in 1968, but the combination was not a success. A combination of poor decisions making by the board, along with the financial difficulties of, especially with the Austin Morris division, previously BMC, led to the Ryder Report and to effective nationalization in 1970. And then on the temporary return to independence, over the next few years it became clear that because of the low regard for many of the group's products, insufficient capital could be provided to develop and begin manufacture of new models, including Jaguars, particularly if Jaguar were to remain a part of the group. In July 1984, Jaguar was floated off as a separate company on the stock market, one of the Thatcher government's many privatizations to create its own track record. Installed as chairman in 1980, Sir John Egan is credited for Jaguar's unprecedented prosperity immediately after privatization. In early 1986, Egan reported he had tackled the main problems that were holding Jaguar back from selling more cars: quality control, lagging delivery schedules, poor productivity. He laid off about one third of the company's roughly 10,000 employees to cut costs. Commentators later pointed out he exploited an elderly model range on which all development costs had been written off and raised prices. He also intensified the effort to improve Jaguar's quality. In the US, the price increases were marked by a favorable exchange rate. So, further from that, we had obviously the Ford Motor Company era where Ford took over, and then eventually when obviously Ford sold to Tata. And now we're going to just go into current cars that the Jaguar company is still producing. So we have cars such as like the Jaguar E-Pace, which is basically an SUV and officially revealed on 13 July 2017. We have the Jaguar F-Pace, which is a compact luxury crossover, also an SUV. It was revealed in a show in Germany in Frankfurt in September 2015. We have the Jaguar F-Type, and it has been revealed from 2013 and until now they're still releasing more models. We also have the Jaguar I-Pace, which is an electric SUV revealed by Jaguar on the 1st of March 2018, and that's actually last year. We have the Jaguar XE. It is the first compact executive Jaguar since 2009 model year X-Type, and is the first of several Jaguar models to be built using Jaguar's new model modular aluminium architecture. Moving company away from the Ford derived platforms that were used in the past for the X-Type and XF. The use of Jaguar's own platform allows the XE to feature either rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive configurations, and it is the first car in its segment with an aluminium monocoque structure. Originally announced at the 2014 Geneva Motor Show, with sales scheduled for 2015. And we also have the Jaguar XF, and it is a mid-size executive car introduced in 2008 to replace the S-Type in January 2008. The XF was awarded Car of the Year and Executive Car of the Year awards. The XF was also awarded Car of the Year 2008 from What Diesel magazine. Engines available in the XF are 2.2-liter i4 and 3.0-liter V6 diesel engines, or 3.0-liter V6 and 5.0-liter V8 petrol engines. The 5.0-liter engine is available in supercharged form in the XFR from 2011. The 2.2-liter diesel engine from the Land Rover Freelander was added to the range as part of a facelift. We also have the Jaguar XJ, and it is a full-size luxury saloon. The model has been in production since 1968, with the first generation being the last Jaguar car to have creative input by the company's founder, Sir William Lyons, although this is disputed, as some Jaguar historians claim that second generation XJ, the XJ for the series, was the last car which Lyons had influenced. The XJ40 originally launched in 1986 and went through two major revamps in 1994 and 1997 for a total production run of 17 years. In early 2003, the third generation XJ, the X350, arrived in showrooms, and while the car's exterior and interior styling were traditionally in appearance, the car was completely re-engineered. Its styling attracted much criticism from many motoring journalists who claimed that the car looked old-fashioned and barely more modern than its predecessor, many even citing that the Lyons line had been lost in the transition XJ40 into X350 XJ. Even though beneath the shell lay a highly advanced aluminium construction that put the XJ very near the top of its class. So that is basically what we have, but listen to this, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship, and you're listening to Active FM.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011 493 9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Okay, so we're back. So basically I don't know about you, but basically I've learned a lot. We've been speaking about Jaguar motor cars, and basically a lot of stuff that I've learned from basically looking at this Jaguar topic, and it is very interesting to know the history of Jaguar, how they switched from company to another company, and basically the whole entire ownership, and looking at where Jaguar is now. It's a very powerful brand on its own as a car brand and a name, and it's a loved car. And also, I believe even rich people around, famous people, even talk about the Jaguar, obviously depending on the model. But it is a very standard but very classic car, very beautiful, and it sells good too. I mean, it's making a lot of money out there. You don't get a lot of people driving Jaguars, but when you know that you're driving a Jaguar, you know that you have a quality car in your possession. So do not miss out on Jaguars. If you are a Jaguar car driver out there, holla to you. Jaguar, like I said, it's an amazing car. We spoke about the history of how Jaguar basically lost its independence, and how Ford had bought Jaguar and eventually ended up selling it, and they sold it to the Tata company. But anyway, that is it from me, your boy DJ Gloire, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. This episode was awesome. I don't know how you feel about it, but I know that I feel good, and I hope you do too, because this was jam-packed. That was it from the Jaguar cars. And basically, if you want to know where you can catch many of our shows, or maybe you want to listen to more of the Ultimate Engine Show, maybe you want to know how we started, well, you can catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on our Instagram page, which is @activefm777. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. And you can catch us on Twitter, which is @activefm. You can catch us on Google Podcasts or on Apple Podcasts. There are lots of places you can catch us. And if you want to catch me personally, I am on Facebook at Gloire Tina, it's GLOIRETSINA. I'll repeat again, Gloire Tina, GLOIRETSINA on Facebook. That's where you can catch me for now. And it's been an amazing show. I hope you enjoyed this. But it's time for me to love you and leave you. But before I leave you, I want to tell you about more of our interesting Active FM shows. We have the show called Rhymes and Poetry, basically deals with hip-hop and poetry. Shout out to Noel D. Lee. We have the Ultimate Engine Show, obviously, which is the one you're listening to now with your boy DJ Gra. We have What's the Topic with my boy DJ Nash. We have the Sporting Base with Marcus and Calvin. We have 21 Questions with Naomi. We have the new show with your girl Cynthia. And you know you can call her Gig, she always says that. And we have The Mode with DJ Aqua. We got a whole lot of shows, man. It's like a never-ending list. So please make sure you tune into those shows. Please listen to the EDM and House Mixes by DJ Moore. Listen to the Get Down Sessions. Do the most, man. Spread the love. Spread the word. This is Active FM, and this is your boy DJ Glock. Peace out, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You're tuned into Active FM.
praise goes far.